with Cole Kramer from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And first of all, Cole, how much fun have you had the last couple of weeks getting an opportunity in a Wildcat look? And you scored a touchdown and homecoming and all of that.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Such a blessing, especially with these guys. They're such a great group of guys that, you know, they make me feel loved each and every day. So it's really, really fun to get out here and compete with them.
What was it like when the thing started to evolve that, hey, this could become a role for you this season?
You know, I knew how to step up and execute. We talk about efficient executing, and I knew that when my name was called, when my number was called, that I just had to get the job done.
And from that standpoint, when did it start? Were you working on this even in fall camp some, and then it just kind of evolved into, okay, it's time to throw this out there?
Yeah, we've been going through it here and there. And then, you know, I knew I had a chance to do it sometime this season, and that chance was earlier in the season, so just had to go and execute it.
Now, obviously, you're also a quarterback, so how much of an extra challenge is it now to, one, prepare for the normal game plan, and then also for this package, it involves some specialty stuff?
You know, I love the challenge. I think it's, for me, it's really fun. I love doing this Wildcat quarterback Little Shabille thing, and just knowing that, you know, going out there each and every day, learning something new, whether it's for the Wildcat or for quarterback, I just really like the feeling of that, so it's been nice.
And you, obviously, 2 weeks ago in the Purdue game, you were in crunch time. I mean, those were important plays late. You made yards. You got first downs. Were you nervous? What was it like in crunch time in that fourth quarter?
You know, I honestly went out there, and I was zero nerves. I was just full locked in, having fun. I was bobbing my head here and there, like when the play was coming in. So I was taking it all in. Taren did such a great job with that game, connecting with shots that – was able for me to come in and, you know, run the ball a little bit. So it was executed very well.
And what's your quarterback room like with Tanner? I guess he's newly engaged this week. And obviously you now running the Wildcat and everybody else kind of, you know, getting their work in and maybe waiting for their chance too, right?
Yeah, we get along so well. Each and every one of us, like, this has been the closest group I've ever been with. And being able to come to work each day with them is like, man, you just can't explain it. It's really fun with them.
You mentioned that you didn't have nerves in that stretch run in that fourth quarter in the Purdue win. Why do you think that is? Do you think that some of it maybe even goes all the way back to being prepared through your high school days and playing under the big lights of that here locally?
Yeah, I think that's got a huge point, especially playing in, I think it was like 3 state championships or something. So I've always had that feeling of pressure, and I like that pressure on me. But honestly, it was all God's doing. I know I prepared, and then I let him steal my shoulder in the game, and the rest was his. So,
when you think of Eden Prairie and all the great players who've come through here to play for the Gophers, and now you're in that line of players as well, how much pride do you take in being an Eagle as well?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, you grow up living in Minnesota wanting to play here, and ever since the Metrodome, I've been going to games. I've been going to games at, well, it's now Huntington, but the first game with the Jets coming over. So I have so many memories with this, and be able to play and be able to have a role is something super special.
Your upbringing through the football program at Eden Prairie as well, how much has that helped? And obviously Mike Grant, you know, has had so much success there.
Yeah, he's one heck of a coach. Obviously playing with them is something that you don't take for granted. And it's such a great program. Being able to say that I was an Eden Prairie Eagle is something that I don't take lightly. So all those coaching staffs, those players that I played with, they were the real deal. So it was fun to get to play with them.
One of those Eden Prairie players who had such an impact here is Carter Coughlin. We mentioned it in the broadcast. I think, you know, diehard fans probably know, but some of the more casual fans may not know. He's your first cousin. Your mom and his mom are sisters. So how much, you mentioned you've been coming to games forever. How cool was it to be coming to games, being a hometown kid, and watching your cousin have such an impact on the Gophers?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I remember his first season here sitting in the stands. I was like, dang, you know, that's something I want to do, and it's what I want to be. And I feel like he just set a great, he was just a great role model for me, even through high school football up to college. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of make my mark like he made his mark on the team.
How much do you guys stay in touch? I know he's probably busy, you're probably busy, but is there a chance that you guys get to talk or text?
Yeah, we text quite a bit. Haven't texted him in a while just because I've been so busy with school and football, but we're able to hang out. You know, he'll come home, and then obviously their cabin, get to go there, have some family time with him and his family, so that's always nice.
I remember interviewing Carter one time, and he was telling me about some stories that your mom and his mom would be pretty competitive on the tennis court, and that he thinks that that may be where he got some of his competitive nature. Would you concur with your cousin?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And now it's pickleball. So the big thing at the cabin is pickleball. We'll have teams, and they'll go on for hours, so... That and ping pong.
Yeah, ping pong, pickleball, it's all good for sure. No doubt about that. Tell us a little bit about Nebraska. What do you see from the Cornhuskers this week?
Yeah, they're a great team. They bring a lot to the table. We're excited to go get it and get after them, but they're a great team overall.
Defensively, I mean, what kind of things do you have to look for, both, as, you know, if you're playing the regular quarterback spot and then also in terms of a Wildcat look?
I'd say there's hard hitters. They're ready to get after it. Strong dudes. Like I said before, they just play good defense overall.
All right. Well, very good. It should be a fun one, and it's an important one, right? I mean, each Big Ten game, and I know it's a, you know, you ought to be 1-0 at the end of the week, but this one can kind of set a tone for the rest of the month, right?
Yeah, of course. Next one.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. He is Cole Kramer.